Welcome to I Am, the podcast for the curious and the open-minded who want to unlock the truths behind the mysteries of life and in themselves, with your host, Celia. In each episode, we will dive into topics like the world of spirituality, the supernatural, paranormal, and much more. We will challenge our assumptions, question our beliefs, and seek the real truth. This is I Am.
Hey, beautiful people. In today's episode, we're going to talk about opening the third eye. Opening your third eye during a spiritual awakening is a fascinating topic. So let's explore the third eye and a spiritual awakening is closely intertwined and are often considered to be gateways to a higher consciousness and inner wisdom. So what is really the third eye? The third eye chakra is also known as Ajna. It is the sixth chakra in the body's energetic system. It is believed to be located in the center of your head in parallel to the middle of your eyebrows. The third eye chakra is linked to the pineal gland, and that is a pea-sized gland near to the hypothalamus. The pineal gland is often an organ that is seen as a supreme universal connection. What do it mean to open your third eye? The concept of the third eye is not based in any specific evidence, but it has been existing through history in both spiritual and religious beliefs and traditions. Often referred to as the seat of the soul, the third eye is believed to be an energy center that is located between your eyebrows. Opening your third eye is taught to give a person wisdom, insight and intuition, even abilities and the power to see behind the veil and behind the scenes of the world. It also gives you the ability to connect with source and to get information that you didn't know before. Look at it this way. Before your third eye was open, you were sleeping. But after you open your third eye, you are awake and you can see everything all of a sudden. Who did really discover the third eye? The concept of the third eye has existed in various spiritual and religious beliefs and traditions for many years now, including Taoism, Buddhism, and Hinduism. In Buddhism, they often associate the third eye with mindfulness and awakening. But how can you open your third eye? While there are no scientific proof, many believe that activating the third eye, it can involve techniques like yoga and meditation. By focusing on this energy center, you can then tap into a deep sense of inner wisdom and connect with the divine energy that flows through all things. This can lead to a profound sense of spiritual connection and a greater understanding of your place in the universe. On YouTube, you will find many different videos that could assist you in the process of opening your third eye. There are certain sounds and frequencies that can help to trigger and to start the process. I've also noticed that trauma or heavy situation in your life can start or trigger the process too. How does it feel when the third eye opens? Some people describe the different sensations when their third eye is open. Some report heightened intuition, higher clarity of thoughts, and increased awareness of their surroundings. However, these experiences are highly subjective and they can vary from person to person. Signs that your third eye is already open. You can see lights when you're closing your eyes and even see shapes. You can feel a tingling feeling in the center of your eyebrows. There can be pressure between your eyebrows. That is a known common sensation. You can get headaches because when the energies flow through the third eye, you will feel it. You can get sharpened intuition and heightened inner knowing. You can have more vivid and lucid dreaming. You can also get increased empathy and consciousness. Yeah, and seeing different shapes and colors when you close your eyes is also common. You start noticing synchronicities and you can be more sensitive to light and sound. You can also lack fear and have a heightened sense of freedom. You can have abilities like telepathic abilities or clairvoyance abilities. You can have increased creativity and even astral projection. And you will also have less ego attachment and openness to perceptions beyond duality. Safety and balance with opening third eye. Opening your third eye is not entirely dangerous, but it connects you to a higher realm of wisdom. So balance is crucial. Nurture it through spiritual practices and keep yourself in balance. This can be also done by grounding. And if you have a blocked third eye chakra, it can lead to problems. It can cause confusion, lack of purpose, and even anxiety and depression. So if you think you have a blocked third eye chakra, unblocking it is essential for spiritual growth. So seek a healthy balance for a fulfilling spiritual journey. Now I want to talk a little bit about what qualities that are associated with having your third eye open. You will have a clearer perception and much clearer insight in things. Your concentration will be better. You can focus your attention where you want and control it and keep the mental clarity. The imagination and your creative side is enhanced. The intuition will get better and you will feel you have a deeper inner knowing. Then spiritual perception, you can be able to connect to the spiritual realm. You can involve or get psychic abilities. This can be telepathy, clairvoyance, lucid dreaming, astral projection, and a lot more. The list is long. And you will also feel and have a heightened awareness, a dissolution of the illusions of the separation between yourself and spirit. Practices that can stimulate the third eye. Meditation is known to have effect, so you can quiet down your mind and focus on the third eye area, and that can stimulate the energy that flows into the energy center. You can focus on where your third eye is located and then imagine that it opens, like imagine an eye opening to receive more insight and light. Some people also using yoga. They're known that certain yoga poses and breath work can activate the third eye. And then we have mindfulness, cultivating our present moment awareness and inner wisdom. Remember, while the third eye is a fascinating concept, it is essential to approach it with an open mind and a willingness to explore your own spiritual journey. As with any practice, individual experiences may differ, so it is essential to find what resonates with you personally and approach it with curiosity, respect, and mindfulness. And this is if you believe in the connection or not. Exploring your inner consciousness can lead to profound insights and spiritual growth and growth for your soul. My third eye have been open for years now, and the fascinating part about it is that you can keep involving it and open more doors as you go and keep experience and expand your mind and on your journey. In the start, it was a little scary and I felt alone, like nobody could understand me or understand what I was going through. So the journey have been long and often done alone, but I do not regret it at all. And at the same time, it is very rewarding, beautiful, and it's full of knowledge. Now, later in my journey, I am no longer alone about it, and it still fascinates me. Maybe this can help you in some way, or even help you to start your journey.
Did you enjoy the I Am podcast? Subscribe, share, and leave a review to help us grow. Questions or suggestions? Contact us on Instagram at iam.pod.cast or by email iam.podcast@outlook.com. This episode was hosted by Celia. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode.